every lodge has something really interesting. I mean, everyone, even though the Grand Lodge website, sometimes they don't have much information, there's always like one little nugget I can tease out, and I'll go Google if there wasn't a lot of data. I'll find something interesting about the town or something to say. And I encourage everybody who reads these, go to their Facebook page, go to their website, and just say hi from us. And I don't know how many guys are actually following through on that. I'm willing to bet most aren't doing what I asked, and that's fine. But when I go to their Facebook page every week, I get one or two guys who are a member of that lodge. One of the lodges during the week will ask to join Research Lodge. Because I go to their page and they'll say, you know, congratulations, you are a lodge of the day, and make a link back to our group. So I'm growing our group. And my goal is to get more Virginia Masons to attend Research Lodge. I'll be honest about that. The goal of all of the thing I'm doing, if I can get more guys to attend research, because I can recruit for the Research Lodge. You're already a Mason. I can recruit for my Research Lodge. If I can get more Virginia Masons to be active in research, that's great. That's my number one goal. But I'm also sharing it with brothers like you who are all around the world who are just benefiting from the information. But there's so many things I'm trying to push. But naturally, I want to encourage Virginia Masons especially to get more active. And by highlighting a different lodge every day, hopefully people are seeing this. They're interacting more. They're visiting online at least, and maybe in person when they get a chance, and getting more of us coming together. I don't want our group to just be the guys who belong to the Research Lodge. Even if, you know, 75% of the guys on my group will never attend, they're at least interacting with us in the group, and they're sharing stuff there. So we're focused on something. There are a lot of Masonic groups out there, and they're all great, and a lot of them are really popular, and people ask really dumb questions and get a whole lot of hits, talking about Masonic points up or down on your ring and all the other nonsense. But they have a lot of discussions. I'm trying to get more serious discussions going on with the group, and I'd love to get more of the people on the group to actually comment on the papers and have more back and forth. That's one thing I haven't managed to persuade enough people to do, is to get more back and forth, because I feel like I'm the only one commenting. I'm the only one posting. And I'm enjoying it, but I'm going to be done in a couple of months with the lodges. But it is a cool thing, and it's worth going. There's tracks where you can see, Facebook has topics, I think it's called. I forget. I think it's called, yeah, page topics. So you can tag every post. So if you go there, you can click the topic and say, just show me the research papers, or just show me the Lodge of the Day. And so they can go and do that and go just scroll backwards and read all of them, going back to number one.